You are listening to the audio production of Fearing Bravely, Risking Love for Our Neighbors, Strangers, and Enemies by Catherine McNeil. Published by NAF Press in alliance with Tyndale House Publishers. This book is read by the author. For Matthew, my orthopraxy, and for my neighbors, may you flourish. Fear is not a Christian habit of mind. Marilyn Robinson. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. 1 John 4:16-21. Let all that you do be done in love. St. Paul. Foreword by Karen Gonzalez, author of The God Who Sees: Immigrants, the Bible, and the Journey to Belong. I have spent my writing life inviting followers of Jesus to see their immigrant neighbors as God sees them, and to love them with a fierce and holy love that won't settle for anything less than justice and flourishing for all. This has been God's call to me, and it's one that I've embraced wholeheartedly. But it has been a difficult call, because though we originate in a God who is love, our default isn't to love our neighbors. That is why I'm so grateful that Catherine wrote Fearing Bravely, Risking Love for Our Neighbors, Strangers, and Enemies. It's a topic that is always timely, always needed, always. I met Catherine through the pages of another book she wrote, Long Days of Small Things, Motherhood as a Spiritual Discipline. I'm not a mother, so imagine my surprise at how captivated I was by this book. I was so encouraged and inspired by her insights and perspectives. She gave me a theological framework for my daily life. I only read it because I wanted to give it to a good friend who was struggling through the early days of motherhood, and I did give it to her. But I also kept a copy for myself because I learned so much about how to walk with Jesus day by day in the ordinary tasks of my days, and how to love the women in my life who are mothers. It strikes me now that even then, Catherine was helping me love my neighbors as myself. Much later, I had the privilege of meeting Catherine and talking with her about my own writing. I learned that she is one who walks closely with God, and she writes out of the overflow of the Spirit in her own life. You will sense it too when you encounter the vulnerability of her writing and the freshness of her ideas on neighbor love. She understands that neighbor love isn't romantic or sentimental. It's a call to love in action, which can be messy and complicated. And just like Jesus' love, it's sacrificial and costly. But it is also worth it, because Jesus' command to love our neighbors is freeing. It's a blessing to us to obey him and walk in his ways. Growing up in the faith, I was often taught that the trajectory of the scriptures is from being lost to being found, from being enslaved to being free, from being a stranger to being a member of the family of God. I see that trajectory in the scriptures, but overall, I see what Catherine sees, the trajectory of moving from fear to love. C.S. Lewis once said, "Next to the Blessed Sacrament itself, your neighbor is the holiest object presented to your senses." I believe him. I really do. I know my neighbors are image bearers of God. But in my experience, the hardest teaching of Jesus by far is the call to love our neighbors as ourselves. It's much easier to hate my neighbor, envy my neighbor, slander my neighbor, and fear my neighbor. It seems that no matter how long we have been following Jesus, we need this teaching, this command to love. We need it daily. There's no doubt that Jesus commands us to love our neighbors. It is not an option for those who follow him. And yet Catherine writes about neighbor love with so much grace and truth that it feels like an invitation. That's why this book is so important. We live in times that are so polarized. We seem to be moving further and further away from each other. As I write these words, we continue to social distance in the midst of a pandemic, a metaphor for the reality we live day by day. Our fears of one another consume us, but Catherine's gentle
Sample complete. Ready to continue?